Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I am so glad you're here with me. I am, and I appreciate you being here. I'd like you to follow me on Facebook, the Steve Gruber Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, all of those things. And if you want to drop me a line, go to stevegruber.com. Tell me your thoughts. Keep it clean, and I'll use it on the air potentially. I always spend time talking about your good health because I do want you to be here again tomorrow, and I think you should take care of this machine that God gave you, known as your body, to the best of your ability. It is American Heart Month, if you didn't know. And joining me now is Dr. Chad Link, a cardiologist at Sparrow TCI. Dr. Link, how are you today?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. You're a cardiologist. Have you done it long? How long have you done it?
Oh, I've been doing it for 11 years.
11 years. And I'm thinking in just the last 11 years, we've made great progress in helping patients. I mean, every year it seems like there's new breakthroughs in all sorts of medicine. The same is true in cardiology. Now, you work at Sparrow TCI. What is TCI, and what are some of your focuses, especially during Heart Month?
We focus on the foundation of primary prevention, and I believe that does start with their primary care provider, really assessing cardiovascular risk, following up with your primary care provider, looking at risk factors such as hypertension, tobacco use, nutrition, knowing your cholesterol, working on physical activity, and things like that.
So when you talk about heart disease, I think that men get looked at a lot. You know, the widowmaker, the heart attack that comes before you're 50, or heart attacks in men seems to get a lot of attention. But the truth of the matter is, heart disease and heart attacks in women is also a big killer in America, isn't it?
It is.
So how do we address that and make sure that women are getting the kind of attention that they need as well?
Again, I think it starts with primary prevention, understanding the risk factors. For those females that are younger, between the ages of 20 and 39, I think it's reasonable to assess risk factors such as tobacco use, high cholesterol, family history of premature heart disease, looking for diabetes. Now, the risk factors earlier. The earlier we can detect these risk factors, the sooner we can treat them and hopefully change the course.
All right, let's talk about pulmonary hypertension. Now, people talk about high blood pressure and different issues and stress. And maybe it's eating habits, and maybe you've got a few extra pounds you're carrying around, and all of these things contribute to the stress on your heart and your entire body. But what is pulmonary hypertension, and why do I need to be concerned?
Well, pulmonary hypertension actually is a rare condition that typically affects young females, those especially with connective tissue disorders. Again, when we think about hypertension, or in fact pulmonary hypertension, we're thinking about high blood pressure on the right side of the heart that affects the right ventricle. So oftentimes this is overlooked as other common illnesses such as allergies and asthma, but it really needs to be screened for at the primary care setting.
What is a connective tissue disorder? Give me an idea of some of the things that are in this area that, you know, would be an indicator that maybe we should be looking at something a little bit deeper.
That's a great question. Such conditions such as scleroderma, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, mixed connective tissue disorders, anything that would prompt a patient to see their rheumatologist or the primary care provider.
And when you talk about, and this brings me back to the question I asked you at the top here, Dr. Chad Link is here, cardiologist with Sparrow TCI. And that's why I asked you how long you have been practicing, in just over 10 years, now 11 years. And during that time, have you seen changes in the way you deal with things like pulmonary hypertension? Because we keep learning more year after year. We keep advancing the science, the technology, and therefore what's available to patients keeps improving. Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen several improvements. Clearly, we're spending a lot of time and effort on clinical trial development. We have a lot of new medications that now we can use for patients that are diagnosed earlier in their disease that actually can improve symptoms and quality of life. The sooner, again, we catch these illnesses, the sooner we can get patients on treatments, the better longevity and overall they're going to feel.
And when we have a serious problem, it's oftentimes, and I think this might not be more true than it is with cardiovascular health, and that is less evasive techniques are used. You know, you don't have to open somebody up the way you used to make repairs when it comes to damage in the chest cavity and so forth. I mean, it's a lot less intrusive, a lot less invasive, and therefore people are back to work and survive these things at far greater rates. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think what you're referring to is some of our newer techniques in regards to structural heart disease, especially aortic valve disorders. In the past, we had to undergo, as you mentioned, open heart surgery. Now here at Sparrow TCI, we're doing structural heart repair for patients with aortic valve disorders that is much less invasive, as you were referring to, and patients can get back to daily activities within several days.
Let's talk about that pulmonary hypertension, though, one more time, Doctor. Dr. Chad Link here. Explain to it again for the people so they understand exactly what it is. And more importantly, if they're feeling something that doesn't feel right or doesn't feel normal, are there symptoms that should give them a warning, a red flag, and say, you know, maybe now is the time to see your cardiologist because these are warning signs of pulmonary hypertension? Give me a couple of ideas.
The hallmark of pulmonary hypertension actually is shortness of breath, which, as you know, can be caused from many different, you know, ailments, such as pulmonary, could be asthma, could be emphysema from smoking and so forth. But again, often it's overlooked because it is a rare illness. Again, usually occurs in young females. Again, those patients, especially with scleroderma, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. But it can occur in older females and also males, a little more rare. But again, if one's having these symptoms, they just can't find out why or what's going on, I do agree that screening is important, and it can start, just like you said, with non-invasive testing such as an echocardiogram or other tests that your primary care provider can provide before seeing a cardiologist.
Right, and again, I go back to, and I didn't even realize, people still smoke? It's weird. I didn't realize. Tobacco use has gone way down in America, and a few people do still smoke, but obviously it's a leading cause of heart disease and certainly with pulmonary problems as well. Dr. Chad Link here is a doctor of cardiology at Sparrow TCI. You can learn more by calling 517-364-9650. That's 517-364-9650. Or go to TCIHeart.com, TCIHeart.com. Dr. Link, I'll give you the last word.
No, I appreciate your time today. Again, February's Heart Month. Again, I think the foundation is primary prevention. That all starts with your primary care provider. But if further questions arise, we'd be happy to see you in the office too.
Dr. Link, thank you so much for joining us today. Great conversation. Again, Dr. Chad Link, a cardiologist with Sparrow TCI. If you want to find out more, 517-364-9650 or go to TCIHeart.com. It's the Steve Gerber Show, back after this.